Well, we don't quite do tea parties on the scale that they do them in the United States on the right side of politics, but we did get one fairly important, emblematic little soiree this afternoon. John Banks and John Key finally had their much-touted cup of cha. It wasn't exactly cosy. It was witnessed by a gaggle of media. And, of course, the coded message is not, you know, who puts the milk in first and is it day class A and so forth. It's please vote for this man. We might just need two or three extra seats in Parliament on our side of the House. What might help this project of Nationals is that one of the opinion polls has just come out suggesting that National is not as quite as comfortably off, I mean, as it might seem, and two or three extra votes would be enormously handy. In fact, could be quite important. So that will refocus the people of Epsom, but it also focuses the rest of our minds on this absurdity of having what was really just a kind of a trainer wheel proviso in MMP when it was first introduced. The powers that be were terrified that we'd all go absolutely crazy and vote a couple of rules in, one being the one seat rule that you could, you know, if you won one electorate seat, you could bring the rest of your party list count in. And the other one, of course, being the 5% threshold so that Parliament didn't get too fragmented and fillished up. Well, I think we're kind of past that danger point now, if we were ever anywhere near it. And this kind of nudge, wink, wink, say no more, carry on about really voting for the person that you don't really want so as to oblige the party you do really want is engendering a lot of cynicism. And it really came to a head this week in a debate I heard on News Talk ZB with the Ohio candidates. There are four MPs, and only two of them genuinely want to be elected as electorate MPs. They're really there to say vote for the party list. And it's really